Senate Bill 55 revises circumstances under which certain financial instruments are presumed abandoned. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of Senate Commerce. This, obviously, by the sponsors of the bill, is a Mitchell issue. We had a retired couple that basically had some savings. I think they had some CDs in Minnesota that rolled over, and they also had a CD in a Mitchell bank. And the way I understand it, they were mailed an instrument by the bank. They had to sign the instrument. And the actual notification from the bank said if they didn't hear from them, that South Dakota law would consider their CD abandoned, and so they became a little upset because that wasn't the case in Minnesota, and so basically I asked Jackie to do a little research, and she came up with the language in subsection 6 on page 2 of the bill, which just would say it received tax reports or regular statements of the deposit by mail from the banking or financial organization regarding the deposit. Receipt of the statement by the owner is presumed if the statement is mailed first class by the banking or financial organization and not returned. That's it.
Questions of Senator Olson? If not, thank you very much, Senator. Appreciate it. Further proponents of Senate Bill 55, are there opponents of Senate Bill 55? If not, we'll close the hearing to committee discussion or committee action on Senate Bill 55. Senator Bogue moves to do pass. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator McCracken. And comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of Senate Bill 55 go on the floor with a do pass, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Bogue?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
All right. Senate Bill 55 will go to the floor with a due pass. Senator McCracken. Consent by Senator McCracken. Seconded by. Is there a second for consent?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Valesky. All in favor of consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. That'll go to the floor with a consent.